Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Jake Graham, Director of Product Management for Saffron AI at Intel. Welcome, Jake. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. About yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about this topic. We've had Saffron on the program before, but it's been a while. So why don't you just start with a definition of Saffron and how it fits into our AI portfolio at Intel and a little bit about your role within the Saffron group.
So Saffron is Intel's artificial intelligence reasoning system. We were acquired in 2015, although we were started in 1999 by our two founders, Dr. Manny Aparicio and Jim Fleming, who are still with us today. And we are a separately managed business unit within the new technologies group that focuses on artificial intelligence software to help enterprises make better decisions faster. I joined Saffron after joining Intel in 2016 via the Accelerated Leadership Program. I joined Saffron shortly thereafter in January of 2017. And I have been working on developing the quality and maintenance decision support suite and lead a team that's focused on end-to-end application development and delivery for that.
This is something that is designed to deliver tools based on artificial intelligence to drive better decisions in businesses. And this is being deployed today. So tell me about where Saffron's being used and what kinds of organizations are utilizing your software to improve their decision making.
I'm responsible for the applications that work in complex manufacturing and aerospace primarily, as well as software development. The easiest place to talk about where Saffron is used is actually within Intel. Intel actually started as a customer, and then ICAP became an investor, and then we are actually acquired within 6 months of starting to work with Intel. And Saffron's deployed actually across quite a few business units, but the largest deployment is within CCG and PEG, where we are an integral part of the issue and bug triage and resolution process. Intel, across the different platforms we launch every year, generates hundreds of thousands of different software issues, bugs, customer support issues on our new products. And there are actually hundreds of engineers that work on resolving those on a daily basis. And each of them, as you can imagine, is generally very complex. It can be very difficult to identify whether or not an issue has been seen before, previous resolutions, or even more critically, whether or not other teams are already working on that same issue. When you have descriptions of an issue coming sometimes from multiple customers, multiple internal teams, engineers can describe the same problem very differently. Intel had estimated somewhere between 5 and 10% of all the time that we spent working through issues was actually wasted because there were multiple teams working on something or it had already been solved. So Saffron, for the past couple years, have worked to build what we would call our similarity advisor into the Intel workflow. So as an issue comes in, Saffron is able to take we call a signature across the structured and unstructured data that describe that issue. We're able to parse that together and combine that structured and unstructured data into what we call our associative memory. It's more commonly thought of as a graph database or a graph store. And we're able to show users what's the most similar issue you've ever seen before, or what's the most similar issue that's currently open. And that allows you to make some really interesting decisions around what to do next. If you're able to find what's the most similar issue that's open right now, you might be able to combine these things into together and solve them as one. Or if you're working on what's the most similar issue that we've ever seen and what's the resolution to it, you can leverage that almost as a recommendation engine for what should I do next here. So that's the way that Intel primarily uses Saffron. And I can talk, it's actually pretty similar to the ways that some of our external customers use it as well. The aerospace industry uses it in a very similar way for their most complex technical issues on aircraft. When an issue comes in, it's called an AOG moment, an aircraft on the ground moment. That's actually just about the most expensive situation that anyone in the aerospace industry can be in, is when your plane needs to be moving, but it's currently not. The decisions on what to fix in those complex issues, especially on older aircraft, can take upwards of 4 hours before you're even able to determine what you think the problem is. So in those complex situations, they use Saffron to take that same signature across the structured and unstructured data and say, okay, show me all of the most similar issues we've ever seen across the fleet so that I can understand and try to leverage whatever that solution was and get to a decision faster. One other example would be how Accenture uses Saffron is, again, very similar. It's as they are managing the QA for some of their largest customers and are generating, again, tens if not hundreds of thousands of different software bugs and customer issues, they use Saffron to help what they call deduplicate their issues and make sure that they're only working on things that actually need to be solved.
Now, you are releasing new software. Tell me about that.
So there are two things that we're in the process of releasing. The first is for that similarity advisor. We're launching that end-to-end application with a user interface that customers can get up to value with very quickly and don't actually have to build anything themselves on top of. That's one thing we're pretty excited about. And the second is we're launching, although the UI will launch actually a couple months later, but we're calling it our classification advisor, which very similarly to how we are able to generate a signature across structured and unstructured data of descriptions of complex issues to show what's the most similar you've ever seen, we're actually able in a similar way to classify those issues for you. So when we're working within industries like aerospace or in certain parts of regulated complex manufacturing, oftentimes there are so many issues that come in that it's almost impossible to understand what the trends are, what causes are. In addition, there can be regulatory requirements to go through and classify all your issues. So the easiest example to think of is in aerospace, every time there is a non-routine, so an unplanned maintenance event on an aircraft, it needs to be classified into one of roughly 2,300 different codes that are mandated by the FAA that are called ATA codes. That's a very, very laborious process to do manually. Saffron is actually roughly 94% accurate. So there's a huge gap in the accuracy that we find between having at least one pass of a human do classification versus having a computer leverage all of the information and all of the classifications that we've ever seen to be able to make the determination both faster and more accurate. So we're launching that as well. That one is still that back end process that you need to build on, but we'll have the user interface ready for that shortly thereafter as well.
What have you seen in terms of the application of Saffron making the business much more efficient?
So the easiest example was that Intel example. I said Intel estimated that 5 to 10% of the issues we work on are duplicate in triage. What we found is that it actually can be higher than 20%. Within complex manufacturing and customer support issues, what we find is a minimum of a kind of a threshold of 5% efficiency increase when you move to having a recommendation engine, which doesn't sound enormous, but when you think about some of the companies we're working with, there can be upwards of 1,000 engineers working on a daily basis on these issues. So the ability to take down 5% or more in efficiency just by implementing a software product is actually really powerful. And then within aerospace, looking at that similarity advisor for how do we solve this issue, most complex issues drop from 4 hours to a parts decision to 5 minutes. When you're working with an aircraft on the ground moment, you're generally looking at roughly $100,000 an hour of stopped time is a decent rule of thumb. And you have roughly $1 million a year unplanned maintenance issue for an airline. So if you start talking about saving hundreds of thousands of dollars per highly complex issue, you're moving into the tens of millions of dollars pretty quickly.
Now, Jake, if folks want to find out more about Saffron, where would they go for more information and engage with your team?
So there's saffrontech.com, and people are always more than welcome to reach out to me. It's jacob.graham@intel.com. We've got teams that focus internally on Intel use cases. We've got teams that focus on go-to-market partnerships with our partners in SMG and the business units themselves. I'd say the first place to get educated would be saffrontech.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And we look forward to continuing to engage with Saffron as you guys deliver the solution to the market and learn more about how customers are deploying it to their advantage.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.